Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The remains of a Marine Corps officer killed in the South Pacific during World War II and discovered only last year have been laid to rest in his hometown in western Massachusetts. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Brothers and sisters, family and friends, we have come to the place of final rest of our departed Marine brother, Captain Richard Vincent.
The last of his relatives had traveled a long way back to his home in Westfield, but Captain Vincent himself had come much farther, from 2,500 miles southwest of Hawaii, in the islands of the South Pacific and the atoll of Tarawa, where the U.S. military began its island-hopping offensive toward Iwo Jima, Okinawa, and Japan in World War II. Fran Curnow is the commandant of the Massachusetts Marine Corps League.
The resulting struggle produced one of the fiercest and bloodiest battles in Marine Corps history.
Richard Vincent was 5'6" and 24 years old. He grew up on farmland on Little River Road along the Westfield River, back when rural Westfield was known as the buggy whip capital of the country and the home of the apple known as the Westfield Seek No Further. But it was far from home that Vincent found himself on the first day of the battle in which 1,000 Marines died, November 20th, 1943.
Coming in at low tide, assault boats were forced to disgorge their men far from shore, wading through the waist-deep water and sharp coral. Over 500 men never made it to the shore.
Vincent's niece, Bobby Keller, came to Westfield today from Colorado with her children and husband. Standing in the Pine Hill Cemetery, Keller recalls that her father, Vincent's brother, would only ever say Vincent died in combat.
I had music lessons as a child. I couldn't play the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I was not allowed to play it in the house. So it was very emotional for my father.
For Vincent's brother, the pain brought silence. A few years after the war, Vincent's parents died in Westfield, but not before they erected a memorial stone for their son. Vincent's brother and his family moved away from Westfield, so there was no one left. And the brother said nothing about the memorial.
I just knew he died, and they didn't tell me the remains were not found. They didn't tell me that they had put a memorial stone here or anything.
The stone reads, "We live by deeds, not by years." With the Vincent family gone, Westfield seemed to forget that his remains had never come home. Then came the discovery of bones and a set of dog tags back under a runway on Tarawa last year. Almost 72 years and a half a globe away, Captain Richard Vincent and his last remaining relatives had returned to Westfield for his full military burial. "No one left behind," declares the U.S. Marines. To a local Army captain and state rep, John Vellis, there's another principle. Though his relatives may have left, Westfield will always be Richard Vincent's family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.